This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Mary A. Garcia. Date of birth is 5/27/44, age 77. Date of visit 1/9/23. This is a 77-year-old pleasant woman who's here for a follow-up on elevated blood sugars at home, period. Patient also says that her neuropathy pain is not any better, period. She apparently was started on Lyrica 50 milligrams a day at a previous visit, period. She is also reporting pain in her left breast today, period. History of presenting illness. This is a patient with multiple medical problems, which include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes mellitus with severe peripheral neuropathy, period. She has also had abnormal LFTs, which were worked up and referred to GI, period. Her abdominal ultrasound confirmed hepatic steatosis, period. She did have a fibroscan ordered through Dr. Pham, which did not show any evidence of fibrosis, period. So the working diagnosis for her abdominal LFTs is NASH, period. On exam, patient is in acute distress, her weight is 219 pounds, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse 98 per minute, pulse ox 97%, temperature 96.6, BMI 32. 4-hour postprandial blood sugar is 194 milligram per cent today, period. Patient apparently just restarted her Ozempic 0.5 milligrams last week, period. She has been on Ozempic on and off when she can get samples, period. She also underwent bilateral cataract surgery and was using steroid drops, and she's wondering whether that may have raised her blood sugar, period. But she also admits that she had been off the Ozempic for a few months and then restarted it last week, period. On exam, patient is in no acute distress, head normocephalic, ENT normal exam, neck is supple, no lymphedematy with thermogaly, lungs are clear, heart S1 and S2 hood with regular sinus rhythm. Breast exam, both breasts do not reveal any masses or there's no tenderness at this time, even in the left breast, period. Nipples, no discharge, axilla, no lymphedematy. Abdomen is pendulous. Soft, not tender, bowel sounds normal, no obtuse splenomegaly. Extremities, no edema. She does have superficial telangiectasia in both lower legs, period. Assessment, left breast pain. Etiology unclear at this time. Second diagnosis, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypertension. Plan. I did give her a prescription to increase the Lyrica to 50 milligrams BID with two refills, dispense 60. I also did recommend that she get her mammogram done, period. Patient works in a radiology department for St. Joseph Hospital, and I did ask her to get the mammogram as soon as possible, period. She claims she had it every year, and it is time to get it now, period. But I'm unable to find the results of her mammogram for 2020, 21, and 22. The last report in the chart is in October of 2019, period. I did encourage patient to continue the Ozempic at 0.5 milligrams per week, period. Hopefully that should bring her blood sugar down, period. She was asked to return to the office in 1 month for follow-up on blood sugar and left breast pain, period.